Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You mentioned it earlier. I played off of it with the I'm back. But Cam Newton, first two touches in his first game back. What, less than a week after he was signed by Carolina, his former team, where he had all of his glory, led him to the Super Bowl, won the MVP in 2015.
And was pushed out that they didn't want him.
The new regime, right? Matt Rhule came in. They were ready to move on, which, you know, hey, I get it. He was a new regime. But here he comes, you know, kind of crawling back after it didn't work out with Sam Darnold.
I don't know about kind of. You know, like, he had no choice, to be honest.
Right. And so Cam is back. First touch, Rob, runs it in from, what was it, 1 yard, 2 yards? And I tell you what, all the frustration and anger that he must have felt, and even embarrassment that he must have been feeling over the last two and a half months, was released on that run. Because he broke like three tackles. I know guys didn't have him in their grasp, and it wasn't like he ran somebody over. But three guys had a shot at him. And it looked, Rob, like he just would not be denied. And he let out the I'm back, got the penalty. Well, here's Cam talking about it.
Newton takes the snap, and he is in for a Panthers touchdown.
That's great.
And then, he comes. Anybody with a heart, whether you were a Cam Newton fan or not, and I understood, I think you did too, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I understood why he wasn't signed at this point. And like he must have been feeling that he's definitely one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world, I was feeling the same way, but, you know, just every situation is different. And just because he's better than some guys doesn't mean it was the right fit. But all of the frustration he must have been feeling.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We'll get to that. We'll get to Mike White a little bit later.
Exactly.
Yes. But I think it all came out in that play. And then he throws the 2 yard touchdown, which was a great throw, actually. And so, Rob, where are you at on this? I think anybody with a heart had to feel good for Cam. Whether you like him or not, it was great to see. Because, again, he's 32. He's not 42. He's not 38. I do think his best years are behind him. I do think he's banged up and beat up physically and lost some stuff. But he certainly still is capable of playing in the league. And it was good to see him out there doing a little bit of something-something.
If people do not like Cam Newton, I have no explanation why they don't like him. Because he was banged up, or I mean, he was an MVP, he was an animated player.
You mean teams
player.
Or
no,
or
people
like
I don't know why. Maybe you don't like his dress attire, you know what I mean? His wardrobe,
right.
If it's that. But I'm saying as a guy, Chris, all I heard was good things from his teammates. New England, they made him a
Belichick
captain.
Loved him, yeah.
Belichick,
I believe
like, raved
that
about
really
him.
Yeah,
like there's no reason to do that if you're not really feeling a guy like that. So I think it's an ultimate redemption story that he could write. And you just mentioned it. He's only 32. The time off, I'm sure his body feels better and rejuvenated somewhat. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to return to Super Bowl status, or MVP status where he was, Chris. But there's a lot of serviceable quarterbacks out there, and I think he's better than some of these guys who are starting for some teams around the NFL. And if you're the Panthers, you feel like you got a jolt of energy. They have a pretty good defense. They started out 3-0, stumbled, a lot of turnovers by Darnold. He's out now. And now Cam comes in, and they played. I get it. The Arizona Cardinals were without Kyler Murray. But you know what? They were without him a week before, Chris, right. And they kicked the San Francisco 49ers' butt.
Right.
Okay.
Their defense was still strong.
Exactly.
Kyler doesn't affect that. Yeah.
So you got to take a look at that and feel really good about that win, and that Cam on a short amount of time was able to come in and contribute, and you feel like you got somebody who you can put under center, and if he can limit the mistakes and work through it, I think it's a great story. And it ain't that often. I always say, Chris, going back is okay. I never go backwards when it comes to relationships, okay? But when it comes to work situations and opportunities, sometimes you can go back, doing really well. I always say Stephen A. to me is a perfect example.
I was just about to
say
that.
I'm serious, especially for us in our business, Chris, because he left ESPN not in a good way when he left. Right, he had a show, quite frankly, and all that.
He was parting. Yeah,
it was a bad parting. And look who's the king of ESPN now. When he went back, so you can go back in some situations and make it better for yourself. And I think Cam has a great opportunity. The door was open because of an injury. And if it wasn't for that, he probably wouldn't be anywhere. But now, if he works hard, Chris, he has a chance to write another chapter and maybe play 4 or 5 more years. And if it's not in Carolina, somewhere else.
I'm not ready to go there yet, 4 or 5 years. I don't think, Rob, that he's going to return to greatness. I don't think he'll be a Pro Bowler or anything like that, going forward. Certainly not what he used to be. But I will say this. I think he has a chance. He's going to start next week, it looks like. With that defense, which is one of the top defenses in the league, and with Christian McCaffrey, who was sensational yesterday. McCaffrey's just got to stay healthy.
He was out a lot of that time. You remember that when
with
they started
Darnold,
out 3-0?
I mean, there's some that wonder if Darnold would have been that bad had McCaffrey not gone
down. It did hurt. Let's be fair.
Darnold is what he is. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it would have been that bad had they had Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
But my point is, with McCaffrey and that defense, Rob, I think there is a solid possibility of Cam Newton – I don't know if leading is the right word because McCaffrey's their best player, but them making the playoffs with Cam Newton as their quarterback. What he has to do is not make mistakes. Obviously, he can run the ball at times. I don't know how well he can throw the ball downfield, but if he can, do the dinking and dunking and get the occasional, pass, 20 yards down the field, then I think that team has a shot. Right now, they're the 6th seed, I believe, in the NFC. The NFC's got, Green Bay and Tampa Bay and the Rams and, these teams at the top, Arizona. But then after that, it gets very mediocre. Right. And so he's got a shot at leading them to the playoffs. Now, again, there's talk that if he does well, they could re-sign him next year. I wouldn't be looking at him, Rob, unless he surprises me and everybody else as, my quarterback of the future. Because it seems like there's two situations in this league with quarterbacks. You've got a star that you feel great about. Whether you win the Super Bowl or get to the AFC or NFC title game, whatever, you still know he's your guy. You feel good about him. You believe you can win big with him. And then there's kind of everybody else. And if you don't have that guy, you're looking for that guy. And so good quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, now there's wondering in Cleveland, is he our guy? Baker's a good quarterback. He's not a great one. And so people are always looking for the great quarterback. Tyler Heinicke's pretty good in Washington, but they're not okay, we got our guy.
If somebody would have come along, they would be willing to part. But
and I think
okay
Cam would
right
be
now.
One of those guys. He'd be a guy where, he's pretty good. We're okay. But you'd probably still be looking for somebody down the road. But we'll see what he shows us.
Yeah, and it all depends. I mean, Chris, if he plays well and they win a playoff game or something and Cam plays well, that's your resume.
It would definitely keep him in the league.
It would keep you in the league and make you an option for other people. That's if it's not for the Panthers, you know, like some other team that says, we got a pretty good defense. We just need a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over too many times. You know, take your shots down the field, Chris, once in a while. But Dinkin and Duncan, a lot of guys have done it and were able to win a lot of games. You don't have to. You just have to have a threat that you're going to throw it down once in a while to soften the defense. That's it.
Well, and to your point, Carolina would be the place. Like, if they win a playoff game, Rob, you got to bring him back, because obviously you're not getting the top pick in the draft, and not that great quarterback's out there necessarily anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, unless you're getting somebody much better, then you would probably bring him back if they get to the playoffs. And then I think even his former coach, who they're going to face next week, Ron Rivera in Washington. I mean, that's another place with a good defense. That, you know, I mean, they may be fine with Heinicke until they can get a better guy, but, you know, that's another place that maybe he would fit.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
My preseason pick, as you know, to win it all this year was the Kansas City Chiefs. And while I am not quite as confident as I was in the preseason that they would win the AFC and get to the Super Bowl, I am still feeling very good about this team. Obviously, they had the huge win yesterday, 41-14, over a good Las Vegas Raiders team. And Pat Mahomes did his thing, 406 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks for the second straight game, no picks. And I think, look, I'm not going to declare them all the way back. I'll give you this. One thing that I didn't really love was how after the game, I don't know if you saw it, but almost all of them, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, they were all talking about having their swagger back, you know? And, I mean, Kelce even mimicked, like, this video of a high school kid that that went viral years ago. But the kid's talking about, I got my swagger back and all that. And Kelce does it as well. But because here's the thing. If you lose to Dallas next week, what happened to the swagger? You know, what are you going to say then? So I didn't love that. But I do think that they are very much alive in the AFC. Part of it is that there is no world beater in the AFC. We've seen Buffalo have a bad loss. We've seen Baltimore have bad losses and bad performances in general, even in wins. We've seen, obviously, the Chargers, who people thought were for real. The Bengals, people thought were for real. The Raiders, people thought were for real. They've shown that they're really not. Tennessee looks like the best team right now in the conference, but they don't have Derrick Henry. So there's no way I'm believing in them like I did 3 weeks ago. And I think the Chiefs are right there and have a great chance to right this ship and do what they've been talking about doing, which is get back to the Super Bowl and winning it. So I got more to say, but do you think I'm bugging?
I mean, I expect you to stick to your guns. I mean, you're not going to just throw the towel in, but I'm not there on the Chiefs. Mahomes was due for a big game. He had one. Give him credit. But it doesn't erase what we've seen most of the year. The struggle against Green Bay, they easily could have lost that game. There were 2 picks that he had against the Giants that were called back. in that game. Those are the two of the three games. He played well yesterday, and I get it. So if we want to be the prisoner of the moment and look at that, we could say yes. Only thing that bothers me is that some of the company that he keeps, even with and the last 2 weeks he has been clean, but so he has eliminated the turnovers, which is good. But I'm not convinced that they're going to the Super Bowl or going to win a Super Bowl, not at this juncture yet, when I look at their entire body of work. And we'll see. As much as they're on the top of their division, they're a loss away from falling down to last place or next to last. I mean, it's all bunched up. There's one win difference, and they have a game in hand to most of the other teams in the division. So it's not like they're running away with anything. A loss or two, and they could easily fall backwards the other way. I did see this stat that was interesting to me, where quarterbacks passer ratings below 91 the most games this year in 2021. It was a graphic that was thrown up. Patrick Mahomes, 6 games. Listen to the other people around him. Justin Fields, 6 games. Sam Darnold, 6 games. Trevor Lawrence, 6 games. I mean, how could he be in that group? And the other one you mentioned was Lamar, who won some games, but has had some not great games. But those are the guys all around who have had passer ratings below. So he hasn't had his what most people expected. It's been a turbulent year for Patrick. It's not saying he's a bum or he can't play or he can't get better, but there was a start there, and they still got a tough road to go. But I'm not sold on them anymore. Nothing changed after last night for me. I'd have to see more as we go forward, see where that defense really is, you know.
They looked good yesterday.
Yeah, was it the Raiders? I mean, they looked good 1 week. Sometimes they look bad. They lost to the Giants. Team. So I don't know how good the Raiders really are. I don't. When they lost to the Giants,
well, they lost, obviously, tragic situation with Henry Ruggs. So yeah. That was their best receiver on the outside. But I think, Rob, that the move, the rush – And I won't say to bury Pat Mahomes because nobody was burying him.
I don't think anybody buried him.
But the move to kind of take him off his pedestal was premature. There were even those saying that given the choice, they'd start their team with Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. And what I've said is this, Rob. Patrick Mahomes, he set the bar so high. And this is why, remember, I said he was Jordan-esque. I've said he has GOAT potential, and I still believe those things. He has set, this is evidence of that, that the bar for him was so high that he had a couple of bad games, a few bad games, I'll give you that. And people were like shocked. Andy Reid said it after the game. He said, you know, they got their guys that do all the analytics and numbers crunching. And he said Patrick Mahomes has gone longer than any other quarterback in history without a slump. He never had a slump until this season. But even as a slump, get this, he leads the league in yards. He's fourth in yards per game. He's second in touchdowns. As you said, he has one game up on several other quarterbacks, but at the very least, he'll be third in touchdowns tonight. He's got one game up on Matt Stafford and 2 more touchdowns. So if Stafford throws 3 tonight, Mahomes will be third in the league in touchdowns. You know, I mean, he's on pace to throw 43 touchdowns, which is more than he has
in
each of the past.
How many picks are
you on pace for? Hold on, in each of the past 2 seasons.
But what's the pace for interceptions if you go
by
the touchdown?
I don't know. Probably he's got 10 in 17 games, so it's probably like 17. Yeah, he's got 10 interceptions in 10 games. You don't have to be a mathematician. He's on pace for 43 touchdowns and 17 picks. I could live with that. I don't think he'll throw 17, but I could live with that. That's not a bad touchdown interception ratio. It's shocking. Hey, Joe Burrow. People love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's got 20 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Yeah, but you
and
can't put Joe –
and nobody's tearing him apart.
Nah, but the difference
is – but people
is,
have put Burrow
nah,
in.
Burrow, you can't.
Burrow, Herbert, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, they've all had piss-poor games, and nobody's, like, ready to take them off their pedestal. But Pat Mahomes has a few, and oh my gosh, he's not what he used to be. And what is going on? And yet again, he's on pace to throw more touchdowns than he has in each of the past two seasons.
Yeah, I think that the criticism of him was fair. It's not about what he's established for himself. He just played poorly. I don't care if
how can he play poorly when he's on pace for 43 touchdowns?
Because during those games when he played, Chris, and he was having two picks every game,
he was playing poorly.
No,
I don't think it was that. He's had three games with two picks.
He was playing poorly for anybody in the NFL. He was turning the ball over. He was fumbling. I'm talking about for any quarterback when they were losing.
How?
He was playing poorly. You can't say that.
Lamar Jackson's got 14 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
I'm asking you, you can't look at that and say he was playing poorly?
He had some bad games, but he also had some really good games and some so-so games.
But he was
playing poorly. For his standards, he was not playing up to his standards. But that's my point.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that take.
Right, okay.
I disagree with that take. I just think he just played poorly.
Before yesterday, Rob, he had one game with 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. He had 3 games where he threw 3 touchdowns. One of those games, no picks. One of those games, 1 pick. So he had some bad games for him. But to say he was playing poorly by any quarterback standards, that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
What quarterback wouldn't take 43 touchdowns in a season?
Because we're not talking about Chris. You just said
for any quarterback.
No, I'm talking about during the time when he was playing, not projecting out his stats. No, you're projecting out stats and making a lie. Oh, 43 touchdowns is good. During that stretch when he was playing
poorly,
he
was still on top of the league in touchdowns during that stretch.
No, it wasn't just for him. He was playing poorly. I don't know why it's so hard to say he was playing poorly. Aaron Rodgers started the season, right? He played poorly in game one. We could say it had nothing to do with standards. He had 2 picks and no interceptions. It has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers' standards. That's a bad game. I don't care who it is.
But
no,
my point
no touchdowns
is,
and 2 picks is a. Would you admit that? Is that a bad game?
Oh, I never said he didn't have some bad games.
All right, he played poorly.
For you to say he was playing, you said he was playing poorly for any quarterback. That's ridiculous. He was leading the league in touchdowns.
No.
How is that poorly?
No, during that drive.
And it wasn't like a Jameis Winston
7 touchdowns in 6 games or whatever. He had like 4 fumbles. That's poor play. That has nothing to do with Patrick
Mahomes' number.
He's got
2 more interceptions than Lamar Jackson.
Chris, he had 5
and he's got 11 more touchdowns.
You're going to tell me that there's not a difference?
What?
He's
a difference in what?
He had 5 all of last year. All 16.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And now he has 10, and you're saying he's playing the same. How?
No, I never said he was playing this. In fact, I said the opposite. I said by his standards,
so he didn't play
poorly? He's playing below his standards. So he had some poor games.
So he didn't play poorly, but he had poor games.
But to say he was having a poor season? For him, it was poor. For some quarterbacks, it was splendid.
Seriously. No, for nobody, it was splendid.
Really?
I disagree with that.
Oh, yeah, you're way off. You're way off.
Here we go.
Ryan Tannehill wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes' season.
For 4 weeks.
Baker Mayfield wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes' season.
Can I give you the numbers?
You're crazy.
For 4 weeks before last night, his QBR was 33.6. That's the 29th best in the league. The Chiefs' yards per play
was one of the worst in the league. We're week
5.0. And in that stretch, he had 6 interceptions and 5 fumbles. 2 losses. That was in a 4-game stretch. That's playing poorly.
He had a poor stretch, but he also had a good stretch. In his first 4 games, he had 15 touchdowns or 14 touchdowns. So he had a good stretch there and a bad stretch. But you're saying his whole season No quarterback in the league would
Nobody
take. I can
said
name
that.
Off
I
the
said
top. You did.
That's not.
You
what
said
I
he
said.
Was having a poor season for any quarterback.
I said during that stretch he was. It wasn't about his standard that he set. He was playing poorly. 29.
Are people ripping Joe Burrow?
29.
Are people ripping Justin Herbert?
Those guys haven't won anything. They're not MVPs. That come on, Chris.
Are you people ripping Lamar
in the same,
Jackson
in the same conversation? Come
Lamar
on,
Jackson's
stop.
Had some bad ones too. I mean, seriously, this dude, even in the midst of all those games, and I never said he didn't have some bad games. He did. But I'm saying the standard he set was so high
that
had a lot.
That's
it did.
That's
and there's no other quarterback that has 25 touchdowns
has nothing to do
and
with
10
standard.
Interceptions,
no.
And people are wondering what in the world is wrong with
him. I gave you because he was the 29th ranked quarterback and QBR.
You gave me a four-week stretch.
Previous 4 weeks, Chris.
That's
before
fine.
Last
he
night.
Had a poor stretch. But what about the weeks before that? Did you
Chris,
give me that one? No.
My point is.
Because you're fudging the numbers.
I'm not. Those numbers are real. You're the one who's trying to massage
you're
it.
You're full of fudge.
For Pat Mahomes, it's poor. It's poor standard for
it
anybody
was poor
else.
For him.
Nobody else would six touchdowns
no, you,
and five
you
pit,
said
fumbles.
You had the audacity.
No.
To say no quarterback, like for any quarterback in the league, he was playing poorly.
During
stop
your time
it.
Away,
there's about
Chris
five that wouldn't take that.
Patrick Mahomes,
there's about five that
and
wouldn't
he just
take
will
that.
Not give in
stop
that you're wrong.
It.
Just
and
wrong.
Here's the deal for all those watching.
Still wrong.
Yesterday, Patrick Mahomes had a great combination of the patience and playing smarter. And playing smarter and more patient, which is something he had been working on for the past 3-4 weeks. And you can see the struggle because that's not his nature. But yesterday, he put it together. He took what the defense gave him. He threw it underneath and found out, you know what? This opens up the deep ball. This opens up the chunk play. And so yesterday, he was safe and patient. But also they got chunk plays.
The Raiders
and that's what you want from him
yesterday as well.
That's what you fine. It happens to every quarterback.
All right, but I'm
and
just saying don't make it like
he
wasn't.
Had five
they
touchdowns,
two,
Rob.
They dropped two
stop
interceptions.
It. He had
they
five dropped, touchdowns
they
and a 127
like
passer
so,
rating.
He,
don't
oh,
make
he
it like he wasn't
way.
Great.
Oh,
he threw
he
for 400 yards.
No, they dropped two interceptions.
Stop it. Stop. Fine. They dropped that doesn't show up in the box score. I tell you that. They blew out the freaking Raiders 41-14. And that offense, that approach, which is what they should take, helps the defense. Keeps the defense off the field. They had 11 play, 13 play, 10, 9, 8, 7 play drives. That's what you want, and that's why I feel pretty good about where they're at.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of picking up the slack, Mike White, a fifth-round draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago, was a practice squad player, Rob, and he steps in for the injured Zach Wilson, the number two pick in the draft, the Jets, you know, future quarterback. They hope he's their savior. They're hoping that he becomes that. But Mike White steps in against Cincinnati, Rob, and goes berserk. 37 for 45, 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did have 2 picks, but they really weren't his fault. I mean, he played a really good game. So much so that his jersey and the game ball wound up in Canton, in the Hall of Fame.
It was the best. I don't think anybody who had ever started, Chris, their first game in the NFL had 400 yards. I don't,
right. Or I don't, or 37 completions.
Right.
So, yeah,
it was right.
That's exactly
he had
why
set
they
a couple
did
of marks. Right.
Right. And New York, Rob, where you and I both worked as journalists,
right,
was going crazy. Comparisons to Kurt Warner. And I'm talking about on the radio and the newspapers. Comparisons to Kurt Warner. Comparisons
it was
to
ridiculous,
Tom Brady.
Chris. My friends yes. in New York are texting me about this guy, and I'm like, what?
Like, it was Jeremy Lin in shoulder pads.
Yes.
That's what it was.
It was Lin Sanity, and it was ridiculous. And it's not, hey, not to just totally rip Mike White and rain on his parade, but Chris, this when you ask yourself why the Jets haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969 and some of the issues that the franchise has had, it's mind-boggling when you think they've had different coaches, had different general managers, right? Like, it's not the same people for the last 40 years.
Right.
But as an organization, they keep making the same. What? Zach Wilson was what? He got hurt? Chris, you drafted him with the second pick? They put him in limbo. They were like, well, the situation is fluid and what? Fluid?
Right, right.
How could that even come out of their mouth that the situation was fluid? Mike White had a great debut. He played a few plays. Remember, he got hurt in the second start against the Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then yesterday, what happened? He was awful.
24 for 44, zero touchdowns, four interceptions, including awful. Three in the third quarter that totally turned the game. Yeah, it was awful. And, Rob, you're right. Look, first of all, and Robert Saleh, the head coach for the Jets, should know this. I mean, he should know this better than us. Rob, these dudes are in the NFL for a reason. We see it in the NBA and we see it in Major League Baseball. Everyone in a uniform. Correct me, Rob, if you think I'm wrong or if you disagree with me. Everyone in a uniform at this level, they can play.
Right. You don't make it to the NFL.
Yes, they're capable of a big game or two. But they can't do it consistently, and that's what separates the starters and the stars from just the guys that are on the bench and on the roster.
Plain and simple.
And so when you see a guy have a big game, you can't go all goo-goo and gaga over him. And again, Saleh should know that. I'm sure he knows that. And Rob, to your point, look, the game after his big game, that press conference that day, Saleh left the door open for him
to eventually become the star.
And then, Rob, he had another press conference that people thought was going to clear it up the next day, and he doubled down.
Right. Right. Instead of saying, Zach Wilson is our quarterback, Mike White will play until our guy's healthy or whatever. Leave it at that. Now, if he wins you three games, Chris, and he throws for 1,200 yards, and he has 15 touchdowns and three picks, then you make a decision.
It becomes evident to people at that point. It's like, well, hey, we got to stick
him out
with this guy right now, right?
Yes.
But why to do you, it so quickly, no.
Why would you paint yourself in the corner and the Jets? You just shake your head at them. I'm telling you, it's a bad – I grew up with that team, Chris. I told you. I wouldn't work on Sundays when I was in high school to watch Jets games. I was the biggest Jets fan going as a kid in high school. I told my boss, Shelly Zimmerman at Stride Right, I don't work on Sundays from September through December. You hear me? Can you imagine a 16-year-old?
Is that how you told him? Or was
it? Well, not like that.
Mr. Finkel or whatever was his name?
Shelly Zimmerman.
Mr. Zimmerman, I really like the Jets. I'm a huge Jets fan. And one day I want to be a sports reporter. Do you mind if I take Sundays off?
It was more like that. It sounded more like that.
He's like, I told Shelly Zimmerman, yo, if you want me, then I'm off on Sunday. You got to live with that. You good? We good?
Can you imagine a 16-year-old making a boss move like that, Chris? That's how much
hey,
I was into
I tell you what, you'd probably be impressed.
Right.
Right? So, you got to be impressed as the owner.
But yes. I've watched this nonsense, and it's bad. All right. I just couldn't.
It is bad. I know you want to vent. You wrote a whole column about it on deadspin.com. Good column. I read it. The floor is yours. You're probably trash talking him tomorrow is my guess.
No.
Or the Jets, period.
No, it's actually, you know I'm trash talking? All the people who thought the Nets were going to go, you know, like collapse without Kyrie. You look up now, Chris, they're 10-4. No, they have first team to 10 wins in the Eastern Conference.
Right,
I'm just saying they've won 8 of their last 9. They got a big game against the Warriors tomorrow. They've played. They just keep playing.
We're not obviously not getting into a Nets conversation, but the one thing I will say is this, Rob. You're right. I mean, they look good.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't
gotta
be better
get more
them,
from James Harden. Well, we know they'd be better with Kyrie, but I got to get more from Harden. I don't think they can win it if Harden's not Harden. You know, like he's playing. He's an all-star, right? 18, 8, and 8 or something like that he's averaging. But I need him to be the Houston or, you know, close to that. Give me 26 a night.
I get that.
This would be great if Kyrie's there giving you 26 a night.
But I'm just saying, I need more without Kyrie. They're 10-4.
But yeah,
they didn't fall off the cliff, is my point, All right. So anyway, I'm going to say the last thing about the Jets is that, you know, we saw this with Jeremy Lin with the Knicks. And New York is so starving, Chris, for anything. Like any kind of winning, anything, that as soon as somebody does anything now. New York wasn't always like that. It was a prove-me town. It hasn't become that, Chris. Right. You know how hard it is. The media has always been tough on the teams. And now they crown anybody after a game. Boomer Esiason on The Fan was like, everybody wear white to the game. They'll have a white out for Mike White. Really, Boomer, after one game?
But you're right. I mean, and it's sad because it's the biggest city in the country.
Right.
But, I mean, and they are, you know, that. I mean, New York is a fantastic sports town. But the teams aren't that good. It's just a simple, like, obviously, you got the Yankees. Mets every now and then are pretty good. Giants.
But it's been bad. The Giants have been
right.
bad.
The Jets have been bad. Yeah, right. The basketball teams. I mean, Brooklyn obviously is good, but nobody seems to care that much about them.
Right.
Knicks have been bad. Look, they've had their little runs here and there, Rob, but it's been since 1973.